Our reading's going to come out of Jonah. It's very familiar scripture. Jonah was one the Lord had sent to Nineveh. And he told him that great city, the wickedness had come up before him, and the Lord had told Jonah to go there and preach. And Jonah, like a lot of us, jumped ship, so to speak. He went down to Joppa, and he got on a ship going to Tarshish. And the Lord caused a great storm to come. And the captain of the ship, or the headmaster of the ship, he come to Jonah, and Jonah was down in the ship sleeping, and he asked him, "Yo, what meanest thou old sleeper?" And he woke him up, and they went to question him who he was and who he served. And he said, "I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews. I'm a Jew. I serve the Lord thy God." So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah, that the trouble they was in was him. But before that, it said that they had all called on their God, little g God. And so in all this, I guess I've noticed more this time in my study about it, and it's real plain, but it seemed even in Jonah's failures, God used his failures, and there were some there begin to believe. They seen God was real, and so they begin to call on the Lord thy God, and made sacrifice unto him. But it come to a point that Jonah, he told them, "This is on me. You're going to have to cast me out for the sea to come." And they did not want to do that. They kept a rolling. They was trying to get to shore. They did not want to cast Jonah over. But it come to a point they had to. And I've used that a whole lot along the way to do with discipline in the church. And it's just the truth. There comes a point you have to put them over. You don't want to do it, but the ship can't sink. And see, Jonah was going in that water. Jonah was going to go in the belly of fish, whether they took him and put him over or the ship had to sink. And sometimes there comes a point you have to do church discipline. You have to do it, or your ship will sink. But that is not where our thought is. I want to concentrate on "He heard me." Jonah, in the second chapter, we find the prayer he prayed, but it ain't him praying right then. It seems that Jonah is telling somebody about the prayer that he prayed. And so many times through my life, I've talked about the times, and there's not been a bunch of times that I can say he heard me. Barty sang that song. There's been a few times. But there's been times that I know that he has heard me. He's confirmed he heard me the first time. He saved my soul. He heard me. I was in the deepest, darkest place I've ever been in my life. And I know he heard me. But there's been different times. Jonah was a saved man. There's been different times in my life that I want to tell you, I've talked about it a lot down there at Vanderbilt when we was down there with Lord Harvey. And I got into such a bad shape. I couldn't pray. I couldn't get nowhere. And out there in a parking lot, me and my wife, we had prayed right there in the waiting room. And I'm not talking about we'd got down and we'd bowed our head and we spoke within ourselves. I'm talking about, especially my wife, we was down there in the middle of Vanderbilt, out there in that open part of the waiting room or the for the children there. And I look over and my wife, we go to pray, and my wife, I'm talking about she's praying. She don't care. There's people sitting around everywhere. I get through praying and she's still praying and people are looking. She's squalling. She's calling out God. Snot's going everywhere. She did not care. And thanks be unto God.
He heard her. And I want to tell you, that's what it's about. When you get in the deepest, darkest, most miserable place you can find yourself in, and you call on the name of the Lord, and He hears you. And then you can go and tell others about, you know, so she depended on promise and a shame that we'll humble ourselves and call on the name of the Lord. He will hear us. I've been that way. I've been the same place you have. I've been to where I didn't thank the Lord. Are you there, Lord? Are you hearing me, Lord? You don't seem like you get nowhere. You ever go for a while and you pray and you don't see nothing happen. And then all of a sudden one day, or even I want to tell you, rather than saying, I don't have to see the results. I just have to know that He hears me. Every now and then I'll pray, every once in a while, and I know He heard me. And I know He's going to take care of it. Boy, that's special to me. I want to read the last verse of the first chapter, and then I'm going to read the remainder of the second chapter. It ain't very long. But y'all pray for me that I'll be able to bring this out in a way that He'd receive honor and glory. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. And then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of my affliction. Now listen how he's saying this. It ain't saying he's praying now. He's saying, and it said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and He heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou hearest my voice. Now I want you to believe Jonah, what he was talking about. I don't believe he was in hell. Down there where the fire and the brimstone is. I believe he was considered this his grave. In the belly of that fish. And I want you to get where he is at and the condition that he's at in. And I want you to realize this man, the reason he's here is because he failed to do what God had told him to do. And I want you to know he knows that. But he starts off by telling us where he's at. And he says, and he heard me. And I want you to realize how special that is today. When you get yourself in some kind of condition, you say, well, the Lord put him there. I want you to know if Jonah had done what God told him to do, he would have never been in the belly of the fish. He put himself there because he was not willing to do what God wanted him to do. And I want you to know there's a lot of us. I probably wouldn't need to go, a lot of preachers go fishing on Sunday. They'd be a lot better off preaching the gospel rather than fishing because we need to stay away from the water and the fishes. But he said, he heardest my voice, for thou hast cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about, and thy billows and the waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. You know, it said it first in the first chapter that he fled from the presence of the Lord. And now he said he got what he wanted. That's what he wanted. He wanted to get away from him. And now he's saying he was cast out of his sight. I want you to realize today, if you're here and lost, you're separated from God, you're in a bad shape, and you need to call on the Lord. But my prayer is for us that sometimes we get to thinking we've got in such a place, we've got ourselves in such a shape that God just does not hear us anymore. But I want you to know He is not far from any of us. If you've been saved, babe of God's grace, he dwells with you. He was there in the belly of that fish with Jonah. He never left him. He never forsake him. He was there the whole time. He knew the ending from the beginning, and he knew what was going to happen. The waters compassed me about even as unto the soul, and the death closed me around about me, and the weeds wrapped about my head. And I went down into the bottoms of the mountains, and the earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought me up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. And listen what he begins to say here. And when my soul fainted within me, I remembered, Lord, my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. And he said that they observe lying vanities, forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I've given, I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Pardon me for my mistakes reading. And the Lord spake unto me to the fish, and he vomited out Jonah upon the land. I want you to know how here he is in the condition he's in. Have you ever got yourself in such a bad shape that you didn't think there was no hope? And I want you to realize how Jonah got himself in that shape. He dropped from the Lord. He turned from the Lord. He wasn't doing his job. He wasn't where he was supposed to be. And he ended up being cast out of that old ship. And I want you to realize, I do see that being a picture of the Lord's church. We got people out yonder that's got themselves in such a shape that they have got caught up in such of the world in such a way that they feel like there's no hope for them anymore. The Bible says he is the lily of the valley. I don't care what kind of shape you get yourself in, he can hear you. The only place you will ever be that the Lord will not hear you, absolutely not hear you, and that'll be in hell. And then your calls will fall on deaf ears then. It will be too late. But as long as there's breath in us, as long as there's life in us, no matter how the mistakes we've made along the way, he will hear us. I'm so thankful for the times that the Lord has heard me. The other day when we got the call, we was in yonder, and I have to tell you to be able to get to it. But we'd had some storm damage back yonder. We didn't know we had it. But anyway, we was going to replace some laminate in our living room, and we had went to replace that and come to find out we'd had water damage we didn't know about, and end up tearing floors out, and we're in there trying to fix all this mess. I'm about half mad going through all these things. My wife really mad at me because I am half mad. I can't hardly get up and down. I ain't no kind of shape for anything. And all of a sudden, we get a phone call. And Maggie said, Harvey's having breathing troubles again. I'm headed up here to the pediatrician. And then so we hung up and we prayed. And we at least we tried to pray. I about hardly prayed because I wasn't no kind of condition for it. And then she called back in a little while, and she said, we're headed back to Vanderbilt with him. And my wife, she just stopped. And I was sitting there on old dirt ground that nobody's foot had stepped on in 40, 50, 70, and no house was built in 47. And I'm on this old nasty ground. And I didn't care anymore. I didn't care who drove up, who come by. I want you to know, we begin to pray. They're on that old dirt. And I want you to realize he heard me. And I feel like, just like Jonah, I don't know if he was not to tell nobody but me. But I feel like today I want you to know he will hear you. His ear is not deaf to you. His arm is not shortened. You may be in an awful place. Can you imagine being where this man's at? I can't imagine. He called it was a grave. He said the bars were there. He saw no escape from it. He thought the place he was at was going to be the end of him. But he began to call on the Lord, and he said, he heard me. Oh, the Lord sent a man, Isaiah, to Hezekiah one time and told Hezekiah, you get your life, your house in order. You're fixing to die. And Hezekiah began to pray, call on the name of the Lord. And you know what the Bible says? It said the Lord, Isaiah said, the Lord has heard you. He's heard your prayers. Your supplications went up before him. And he gave him 15 more years to his life. I want you to know we may not always see it's the results. We may not always just simply get vomited up on dry land. Man. Right after we pray. But I believe in all mind and heart, we can know when he hears us. You say, how do you know, preacher? How did you know when you got saved? Have you ever been saved? Was you ever in a dark place that you just didn't have no way to go but to the Lord? And then when you prayed, peace come in. Honey, that's still how I know when I've talked to him. He comes in and assures me that everything's going to be okay. And when he says everything's going to be okay, it's not always going to be my way okay. I want you to know that. I want you to know he may take Harvey before he ever reaches age accountability. He may take Logan before he ever reaches age accountability. He may take Easton. He may do it. But I've prayed over my grandbabies ever since he has been born, and he's let me know they're going to be okay. Hezekiah died. He gave him 15 more years, but he died. I want you to realize the things we pray for. Honey, he may answer your prayers, but down the road somewhere, mine and your grandbabies, their children are going to die. Somewhere down the road, you're going to die. But you got to trust in the Lord when he answers you with that peace that it's going to be okay. I want you to know Jonah was down here. He put himself in this position. I've been there. You may not have. Standing in Vanderbilt Hospital, watching the lifeless body of my wife who I love, who I needed. At least I thought I did, and I believe I did, and I believe I still do. There she was, dying right in front of me. Whose fault was it? It was mine. You can believe what you want to. I know what he told me. There I stand, looking at her, and I said, Lord, help us. It wasn't a long, drawn-out prayer. I went from screaming for nurses and doctors to screaming, oh, God. Lord, please help her. Lord, help her. I'm willing, Lord. I'm willing to try if you'll help her. I need her. And he heard me. I want to tell you something. Till you've ever been there, till you've experienced that, you don't know what I'm talking about. To when you know he heard you. Jacob on the other side of the brook wrestled with the angel of the Lord. All night long, his hip
come out of the place. I want you to know he was not going to give up until the Lord heard him. I want you to realize when you have a desire for him to hear you, when you get to that place, you can't go no further. And the bars have got you. Even the fish that has spit him up. It said it was at the bottom of the mountains. You ever thought about that? You ever seen them on these days show him diving in the ocean? You know there's mountains and valleys and hills there too. He was at the bottom of the mountains. Even in the sea, he dropped off and went the deepest part. He was as far as he could go. He was in the deepest part he could be. Even though the fish had spit him out right then, he had no hope. Only hope he had was in God. And here it is. He had done exactly and right the opposite of what God had told him to do. You talk about mercy. You talking about love. Me sitting in there, my knees are bleeding, fighting on that old living room floor the other day. Didn't have enough sense to put on breeches in my short breeches. Back killing me. Mad at the whole world. Probably acting like some heathen. And all of a sudden, I needed God. And as far as I was being, as no count as I was, he heard me. Ain't that something? Does that not mean something to you? It does to me. So Jacob wasn't going to give up. I would tell this and don't give up. Don't you let go of him until you're blessed. Do not give up. He will hear you. The psalmist, I don't know how many times he said it. He said he heard me. We may not think we need him. Me and my wife got to watching a show here a while back in the eye of the storm. And these people had mostly about tornadoes, and they videoed and they made home videos of these things and these tornadoes happening, and they're right in the middle of it. And I want you to realize you'll find something coming if you'll watch that show. Just about every one of them, right in the middle of the storm, when it's getting so bad, every one of them starts saying, God help us. God help me. People, I want you to know the biggest atheists in the world today. Honey, when it gets down to it, when it comes down to the end, they start talking to God. Because they need hope and they ain't got no hope. Ain't nobody can help them. What did the prodigal son say? When he was there and he finally reached rock bottom, he was in the belly of the whale. He was as deep and dark a place as you can get. And the Bible said no man helped him. No man could help him. And he said the same thing Jonah said. He's basically come to himself. He realized, my father's house, my father can help me. So he went back to the father. I'm going to tell you, there's a bunch of us could stand to go back to the Father. The Bible says, the psalmist said this, O thou that hearest the prayer, 65 and 2. Unto thee shall all flesh come. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You'll either do it here on this side or you'll do it there in his presence. But I want you to know all flesh shall come to him. I can't imagine being where Jonah was. You say, well, preacher, that's just a story. That ain't true. I believe every bit of it. I've got where I lean not so much on my understanding anymore, but I trust in the Lord. I believe he was swallowed up by a great fish. Some people say it was this. I've read some people say it was a shark. I believe it was a whale. Jesus said it was a whale. I believe what Jesus said about it. I believe the truth. So he had to stand in front of those men. He had to say, this is my fault. It's me. I was supposed to go down there to Nineveh to preach to them. And I didn't go. I come and got on your ship and storms come. It's because of me. And then these men are thinking, don't let this innocent man be on us, God. We don't want to throw him over. But it got to the point they had no choice. And they cast him over, and Jonah is thinking, this is the end of me. Then next thing you know, he's in this dark place. It's in the weeds. Well, where there's a whale, it's a mammal. It eats weeds. That's the reason the weeds, the seaweeds, and all those things was around him. He was in the guts of this whole whale. And he said it was hell. Have you ever been in a place in your life that you considered it hell? You didn't think it could get any worse. And then you started calling on the Lord. And he heard you. Hezekiah facing death. Jacob, in his mind, facing sure death. Esau, he left the presence for his brother because he'd deceived him, or deceived his daddy and took his blessing. Bought his birthright. His brother's out to kill him. He hears his brother and all these men are coming towards him. Jacob, he's going to pray. He's going to pray until God hears him. And he did. It ain't that he don't hear us. It ain't. There's two things going on. One thing, our faith is weak, and that's where I am so many times. And another thing is, we get ourselves in such a shape that we just don't call on him no more. We don't think he's going to hear us, and that goes back to faith. There's been a few times, Brother Marty, that he's heard me. I talked about the shape I got in. Some of y'all have heard this, some of you ain't. Oh. My sister, she died with cancer. While I just on my call when she died. The night she died, I went out of the room because she's getting down to them short breaths where it just breathed every now and then. I didn't want to see her take her last breath, so I went outside, and the Lord said, you go over there in the window, you watch this. And I did. I watched her take her last breath. For a long time, I'd go to work, and self-employed, and in the evening times, I'd come home. I'd come out Rocky Mountain Road, I'd turn out Strom Cemetery Road. I'd go out yonder and I'd go to her grave. Not that I thought she was there, but I'd go there and pray. I just somehow, I had to have relief from that. I had to have peace from that, and I just could not get there. How can you do the job you had to do and have that on you all the time? So I'd go every evening and I'd stop her and I'd pray. Finally, one time I went and I was calling on him. And I raised up and everything was different. I had peace. He hurt me. He will hear you. David said, I will call upon the Lord all the days of my life. Why? Because he heard him. So wherever you're at today, you may be going through the roughest, terriblest thing there ever has been in your mind. But I want you to know he'll hear you. He heard me, and that's what Jonah said. It's wrote down there for us to hear. David said it over and over. He heard me. He will hear you. He hears our prayers when we get in the shape that we want him more than anything. And then you start the third chapter. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Nineveh was an exceeding great city, a 3 days' journey. Amen. After you go through some things, after you're in the belly of the fish a while, he tends to change your attitude a little bit. But you know what turned around and Jonah done right after that? He goes and preaches and he says, repent. Yet in 40 days, God will destroy this. I can't remember. It's 8 words. They repented, even the king. They all repented in sackcloth and ashes. And then Jonah got mad about that. It didn't take him very long to forget about being in the belly of the whale, did it? I promise you, we was down there in Vanderbilt back in the spring, me calling on the Lord, help, help us, Lord, help us. My wife screaming, crying, calling on the Lord, help us, God, help us. It wasn't probably a month or two later, you're right about your own business. Going about things just like nothing ever happened. And then he calls on you a second time. There comes a point we need to learn from our mistakes. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Be willing to do what Brother Ron said earlier. Just be willing to do what he'd have you to do. It ain't no need of fighting and going through all these battles. I'm thankful it's recorded a few places where some people got in some bad shape and the Lord showed mercy and he heard them. Hon, he'll hear you today if you really want to be saved. If you'll really put your trust in him, he'll save your soul. He's still hearing today. He's still answering prayers. The night that I got saved, I believed in all my heart I was headed to hell. I believe that. You can believe it. You say, well, it ain't got nothing to do with being saved. I want to tell you something. It was had something to do with it to me. It got down to the point, I believe, if I walked out the doors, I was going to go to hell. And I had to be willing to do something about it. Jonah had to be willing to do something about it. He began to call on the Lord, and he heard him. That's my thought. I don't know if anybody's got anything out of it but me. But I want you to know today, whatever shape you got yourself in, he's there and he'll hear you. He still hears our prayers. Our faith may get weak. We may end up at the bottom of the sea, but he's still there. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Salvation is of the Lord. If you're here today and lost, come to the Lord. We might gather, come in here in a minute, gather around this one and pray, but we'll give an altar call for anybody else that wants to seek the Lord today.